The different types of impact. Hi, I'm Sonia Gavira, and I'm going to be talking to you today about how to have an impact in meetings. Let me start by defining what I mean by impact. There are three types of impact you can have in a meeting. Firstly, there are those with no impact. These are the people who say next to nothing in a meeting. They often want to please others and they have low self-esteem, which translates into low or no impact in meetings. Secondly, there are those with negative impact, and we've all come across them. These are the people who take over meetings. They might railroad the agenda, throw their weight around, or play Machiavellian games, and the result is that they make others feel uneasy, ignored, or even manipulated. And I think a lot of people assume that these office bullies and sly Machiavellian operators have high self-esteem and are confident. But it's quite the opposite, in fact. And what's interesting is that these people are suffering from the same lack of self-worth as those who make no impact. The difference is merely in how they behave outwardly. Those who make no impact have withdrawn and they hide, while these individuals have gone the other way and are shouting and being aggressive or playing games. They're unsure of themselves and they project power outwards by being aggressive, by going on the attack, by trying to be right, and by trying to be in control. It's a big show to say, I'm the boss, or I'm here and I'm important. But instead, these people are making the wrong sort of impact. It's a negative impact. And finally, there are those with positive impact. And this is what this course is aimed at helping you develop. And I've identified six key things that you need to do to make a positive impact. Be prepared. Do pre-meeting preparation. Have clear outcomes and get into the right mindset. When you're in the meeting, listen to others and build on their ideas. Ask insightful questions and give your opinion. Deal with interruptions effectively. Use your body language effectively. And be passionate and have a purpose. So I'm going to go through each of these six things in turn in the following videos.